Talking about Abraham. And Abraham was one descendant, he was a descendant of Noah. And Abraham was alive about 400 years after the time of Noah. And I want to remind you that, remember, way back in Genesis to Adam and Eve, God gives us a hint, a promise that Jesus is coming. And so we see that line of descendants of people related to each other coming through Noah and now on to Abraham. Abraham had something pretty cool happen. He had God come and speak to him several times in person. And God gives some promises to Abraham. He promises Abraham will be a father of many nations, of lots of people. And he also says this promise that all families of the earth are going to be blessed through Abraham. So who do you think way down the line might be that person that all families are going to be blessed through? That's related to Abraham. Nikki.
What?
No. We'll talk about his mother's name was
Mary.
What? Jesus. Right, that line of descendants, the line of people related to each other, is going to go all the way from Abraham eventually to Jesus. But here's the funny thing about God's promise to Abraham. Abraham was an old man. Like, way older than me. And he still didn't have any children. But God's telling him, you're going to be the father of a lot of people, a whole nation. And when Abraham is 99 years old and still without a child, God comes to him one more time. And this time God's a little bit more specific and says, within a year, you will have a child. Even though you and Sarah, your wife, are both in your 90s, you're going to have a child. So what do you think happens in that next year? What? He has a baby! Well, actually, his wife has a baby, right? Yeah. Does anybody know what they named him? Nikki? Isaac, good job. So now, Abraham finally has this son that God's been promising him, and he can see that, oh, what God says is going to come true. But then God comes back to him one more time. And he says, Abraham, I want you to take your only son, your son of promise, and I want you to sacrifice him on an altar to me. Now, if I heard God say that, I would be asking some questions.
私はもしアブラハムで神様にそのようなことを言われたらたくさんの疑問が浮かびます。
First, of course, I'd be like, did I hear you right?
本当に今私聞き間違えてない?
You want me to kill this child that you said is my promised son.
あなたが約束して与えてくださった子供を今度はあなたは殺せというのですか?
But we're actually not told anything about Abraham doubting except...We see action. He takes Isaac, he takes some men, and he starts journeying to do this sacrifice. And then after 3 days of traveling, he takes Isaac and he tells the rest of the people who are with him, you stay here, Isaac and I are going to go worship God. And so, what's going to happen when they go to worship God? What's he supposed to do? What's he supposed to do with Isaac? He's supposed to kill Isaac. And yet, Abraham says something that's so cool. He says to the men, We are going to go worship, and we'll be back.He doesn't say, I will be back. He says, we will be back. See, he had so much faith in God's promises that he knew even if he has to kill Isaac, God's going to have to bring Isaac back to life. Because Isaac didn't have any children yet, so if Isaac dies, Abraham's promise is done. So he says, stay here, we'll be back, and he and Isaac start climbing up to where God said to go.And they get to the spot where God had told them to go, and they build an altar. And then they put wood on that altar. And then he ties up Isaac. And we don't know, I can't find anything that says for sure how young or how big Isaac is.But the odds are he's probably at least Jordan's age. So Isaac had to have faith in God as well because he's letting his father do this. Because let's be truthful, Jordan, if I try to tie you up and you don't want me to, am I going to get you tied up? Not happening, Dad. I'm in all else fails. Jordan will just run until I'm too tired, right? But so Isaac lets Abraham tie him up and put him on that altar.Oh, and I forgot one very important point. Isaac asked just before this, before they actually tied him up and put him on the altar, he said, Dad, where's the sacrifice for this altar that we're building? And Abraham replies, God himself will provide the sacrifice, the lamb. So Isaac is laying on this altar. And the Bible tells us Abraham pulls out the knife and actually is holding it over Isaac. And that's when God says, okay, Abraham, stop. God saw that Abraham trusted him so much, he's willing to do literally anything.God asked him to, even killing that son of promise. And when Abraham stops and looks up, there in the bushes is caught a ram, a male lamb.
Abraham はやめなさいって言われて目を顔を上げるとそこには
And so God did provide the sacrifice to take the place of Isaac. And then this is where we get to see the cool story behind the story is that this was pointing to Jesus. Just as God provided a ram to take the place of Isaac, God provides Jesus to take the place of us. And that is some good news that Jesus came to die for us. And when you know something really, really super exciting, can you keep it to yourself? If your parents said last night, guess what, Monday we're going to Disney World, would you be able to be quiet and not tell people about that today when you're here? You'd be able to stay quiet? I would. I'd be saying, hey, guess where I'm going tomorrow? I'm going to Disney World. Sorry, Nikki, we're not. But we have even better news in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if Abraham was willing to sacrifice his only son, we should be willing to do anything God asks of us as well. And so anything God asks you to do, even if it says go be a friend to that person that you see who is crying, you should be able to do that. Do you think you can be too old to hear from God? Do you think you can be too young to hear from God? No, God can speak even to little ones like Ellie, Nathan, and to everybody. And so if you're willing to listen, God does want to speak to you and speak through you to other people. And he wants us to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So we're going to pray, and I'm just going to ask that God will give you faith, like Abraham, that you will be able to do anything God asks you to do. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that you're a good God who loves us. Thank you that you set the perfect example of what a loving father should be like. And thank you that because of that love, you sent Jesus here to die for us. But Lord, I just ask that you would speak to these children. Lord, help them to have faith, even in their young age, to trust you and do what you ask. And so, Lord, I ask that you give them opportunities to share your love with the kids that they meet. Because they will meet many children that us as adults will never get to see and never get to talk to. So, Lord, I ask you to use the children of Mizpah to share your gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Please increase the faith in all of us, Lord, to trust in you so that we can do whatever you ask. We love you and we thank you. Thank you. 素晴らしいインタープリターを、使おうとしました。誰でしょうか？
We invited a special interpreter for today.
はい、
はい、
ではよろしくお願いします。はい、
Matt Huffman will be having him interpret with you today.
これは Matt で MMM ですね。 MMM コンビですね。
So today's message is from Eminem, Matt and Mark.
これすごいアンバランスですよね。
There's an imbalance here.
ねえ、ちょっと、この、これは、僕は、はい、okay. I'm okay. God, you're great. You're Paul.
大丈夫です。
今日はですね、タイトルとしては記念碑を作る、それからもしくはそういうことについて少し話していきたいと思っているんですけれども。
So today's message is about commemorating and marking important dates.
はい。先週までは礼拝についてのお話をしました。
So last week I spoke about worship.
礼拝というのは私たちが私自身を神様に捧げることっていう話をしました。
So I spoke about worship being an offering or a gift to God.
そして神様と自分の周りの人たちに仕えることの話をしました。
So I spoke about, God using us.
でそのために私たちは本当に神様を求めて心を変えられていく必要があります。でもですね、なかなか私たちは簡単には変わりません。
But it's not so easy to change.
どうですか、皆さんはどうですか。私は難しいです。
How is it for you? It's not so easy for me to change.
ね、変わろうと思っても忘れちゃったりします。
So even though I try to change, I forget how to do that.
もしくは周りの人が自分の欲に流されてしまいます。
So sometimes I'm overtaken by my desire or need, my personal need.
ですから私たちが本当に、神様前に立っていくためには二つのことが必要です。
So standing before God, you have to remember two things.
忘れない。
First is not to forget.
ね、それから、自分の欲や自分の周りに流されないということです。
And not to let yourself get carried away with your own personal needs.
どうしたら私たちはこの私たちの弱さ弱点をに打ち勝つことができるんでしょうか。
How can we overcome our personal weaknesses?
どうでしょう、いいアイデアありますか。
Do you have any good ideas? How about anybody?
でもですね、私たちは自分勝手にしてしまうというのは神様から与えられた自由意志の贈り物があるからでもあります。
So the reason why we have these personal needs or this tendency to go with our personal, you know, preferences or needs is that God has given us a freedom of choice.
それは私の弱さですけど、私たちから神様から与えられた贈り物の特権でもあります。
So it's our weakness, but it's also a gift from God to have this freedom.
私たちは機械のようにマシンのようにいかないんですね。それは神様からの贈り物だからです。
So we're not machines. We don't do exactly what is commanded of us. We have a gift of freedom.
そうですね。で、ですけど、そのために私たちは自分の欲に負けてしまうこともあります。
So with that, we lose the battle and go with our personal needs.
私たちはいろんなことを選び取ることができます。選択できます。
So we have choices. We have our own personal choices.
自分勝手にすることも。
We can make our own choices just considering only ourselves.
神様に従うと思うこともいろんなことができますね。
There's all kinds of choices that we have.
忘れるということもですね、神様から与えられた贈り物だと思います。
So forgetting things, I also think is a gift from God.
もしもですね、私たちは全て覚えてたらどう思いますか。
How would it be if we remembered everything that happened?
全て。
Everything.
もう無理ですよね。
It'd be impossible.
もう人間は壊れちゃうと思います。
As humans, we would break down.
ですから忘れることも私は弱さですけども神様から与えられた贈り物だと思います。
So being forgetful, I think, and our weakness is also a gift from God.
じゃあ私たちはそういう弱さ、そういう贈り物をありますけど、どのように日々意識して生きなくちゃいけないんでしょうか。
So with this weakness and this gift of forgiveness, how do we live our lives day to day?
ね、お父さんお母さんたちは子供たちに どのように良い生活をするか教えますか？
So, parents, mothers, and fathers here, do you teach your children how to live each day?
ね、朝起きるときとか、ね、よくしつけますね、ディスプリンをしますね。
So, in the morning, when they wake up, or at different times of the day, do you give your kids discipline?
私たちは日々習慣、癖をつけることが大切です。
So each day we go through different habits and customs in our daily ritual.
僕はですね、朝起きてからその後の30分ぐらいあまり覚えていません。
So when I first wake up in the first 30 minutes, I actually don't remember much.
多分服を着替えて、多分顔を洗って、多分何かしてると思います。覚えてません。でも毎日もう覚えてらっしゃるします。どうでしょうか？
So what happens is when I go through my daily ritual each day, I think I wake up and I think I put on my clothes, but I'm not really paying much attention. I'm just going through the routine each day.
彼は言います。よし、服を着ようとか、よし、顔を洗うなんて思いますか？
So you don't wake up in the morning and say, okay, today I'm going to put on my clothes, or today I'm going to wash my face. You just kind of go through the motion.
私たちはそれぞれが習慣になっていますね。
So that becomes a custom or a daily ritual.
良い習慣もあれば悪い習慣もあります。
So there's good habits and bad habits.
私たちは意識して良い習慣を身につけることができるんですね。
So it's possible for us to make good habits if we work in it.
人間は習慣の産物、習慣 によって生きているとも言えるんです。
So we live by these daily rituals and these customs, habits, and also this is what our fruit is.
ですから良い習慣を身につけることが大切。
So finding a good habit is important in our lives.
でももう一つ大切なことを今日考えたいと思うんです。それは何かを覚えること、記念することです。日本語で言うと、初心を思い出すとかね、ありますね。本当に自分がどこかで始まったか、どこに行こうとしたかという、そのことを思い出す必要があります。
So in Japanese, we say something about remembering where you started and where you ended, and when you begin a new activity.
記念日を作ることが大切です。
And making days of commemoration or anniversaries are important.
皆さんはいくつ記念日がありますか？
Do you have any anniversaries in your life?
奥さんと初めて出会った人が多い。ね、ご主人と初めて出会った日覚えてますか？
So, how about, do you remember the first day that you met your wife or your husband? Do you remember that day?
覚えてますか？
Yes, thank you. well, a little bit. I'm reminded. I'm well reminded.
okay. 初めて デートした日を覚えてますか？
Do you remember the first date that you had? Yeah, it was June.
Okay. すごいね。プロポーズした日も覚えて
ます。Yeah, that was in August.
That was in August. Yeah. I don't remember the exact date.
残念ながら私は全く覚えてません。You remember the date? I don't remember any of my dates.
出会った時とかデートに行ったこととか覚えてますけど、何月とか全然。
So I remember the day and I have the memory, but I don't know the month or the exact date. I can't pinpoint
the. 皆さんはどうですか？
How about you? Do you have a good memory for dates?
映画やドラマにですね、なんかカップルがなんか出てくることがあります。
So in movies we see couples and they have these important dates and times.
今日は100日目でこうお花をあげるとかね、100日よく数えられると思うんですね。
So there's 100 days you give a gift of flowers to somebody that's important to you.
そういう何か私には信じられない世界の話です。
So this kind of thing I can't believe. I don't relate with that.
私はあまり覚えるのが得意ではありません。
So I'm not good at remembering these kinds of dates.
私はでも妻の誕生日は覚えてます。
So I remember my wife's birthday. of course.
簡単だから、January の23日、1、2、3。
So this is easy to remember. It's January 23rd, 1, 2, 3.
結婚記念日も覚えてます。
So、I can remember
すごいよね、結婚記念日覚えてますよね。
I can remember
すごいよね、アメイティング。
I remember.
1984年8月4日 August 4th. So 8484. Easy.
So August 4th, 1984 is 8484, so I can remember.
That's good. 覚えてますね。
Do you remember that?
でもあまり覚えることをしない私でも他に覚えている気があります。
So even though I am not very good at remembering, I can remember some other days as well.
9/11 覚えてます。
So 9/11 I can remember.
覚えてますか?
Do you remember that date?
3/11 覚えてます。
So March 11.
覚えてますか? 私たちはその時にどんな体験をし、そしてそこで感じたことを思い出すことができます。
So we experienced something powerful on those days and the memories are attached to that.
これから私は April 23rd を覚えなきゃいけません。
So I have to remember April 23rd.
April 23rd, 何だと思いますか?
What happened on that day, do you know?
いつですかそれ?今日、昨日?
That was, is that today or tomorrow? Yeah. Yeah, it's today.
Tomorrow night, my granddaughter was born. Last night, 孫娘が生まれました。昨日の夜、電話がかかってきたんで。ですから、April 23rd, 私は覚えなきゃいけません。423、423、覚えなきゃいけませんね。
はい。On this date when she was born.
覚えなきゃいけませんね。
I have to make an effort to remember this. It's an important date.
はい。覚えよう。孫娘が生まれ
ました。覚えよう。423。
はい。聖書にもいくつか覚える、記念するということが書かれている箇所があります。
So in the Bible, there's also, it's written about remembering dates.
皆さん、どんなことを記念しなさいとイエス様が言ったか覚えてますか?
Remember the dates that Jesus told us to remember?
聖書でこれを覚えようと言った箇所を覚えてますか?
So these are parts of the Bible that we have to remember.
生産式のことをイエス様の死と復活の生産式を覚えなさいっていう箇所がありますね。
So there's a part in the scriptures that tells us that we have to remember to have communion.
それから、高価な300デナリの香油を持ってきた女の人のことを覚えなさいっていうのがありましたね。
And it's also said that we're supposed to remember when Jesus received the fragrant oil 300 days, and we have to commemorate that.
ユダヤの民がエジプトから逃げるあの杉越の祭りも覚えなさいってありますね。
So we're also told that we have to remember when the Israelites leave Egypt and to commemorate that with the Passover.
はい。他にはですね、聖書の中では、旧約聖書の中で覚えるときに、石を取って、そしてそこに置くということが書かれる箇所があります。
And also the scriptures is parts where we're told that people take rocks and they use those as altars to commemorate.
そしてそこに名前を付けることがあります。
Put your name in those areas.
ヤコブが神の使いを見てそして約束を受けたときにそこにベテルという名前を付けました。
So Bethel was the area where Jacob was told by an angel to commemorate him being asked to.
ですね、覚えてほしいのベテルというのは神の家、ベテル、神の家という意味 の場所になりました。
The meaning of Bethel was God's house.
ジョシュアに導かれたユダヤの民がヨルダン川を渡った時に十二の石を置いた記事もあります。
Joshua
that led the Israelites over the Jordan.
Right. So when they crossed the Jordan River, they were told that they had to put 12 rocks stacked on each other to commemorate that event.
今日皆さんとお読みしたいのは、サミュエルの話です。
So I'd like to speak to you about Samuel today.
サミュエルさん覚えてますか?
Do you remember Samuel?
サミュエル、小さな子でしたけれども
He was a small kid.
でも大きくなりました
But he became taller.
イスラエルの人たちは無事にカナンの地に入りました
So the Israelites arrived in Canaan without
Without trouble, and they made it. でもですね、彼らは後にペリシテ人に打ち負かされます。
However, they are attacked by Philistines while they're there.
それだけではなくて、彼らの思いが神様からまた、離れていってしまう、そういう時期の話です。
So not only are they under attack, but the Bible tells us that the Israelites are separating themselves and losing their attachment to God.
でもいつもペリシテ人に脅かされて彼らは本当にもう不安もあるし、もう本当に失望の中にありました。
The Israelites at this time are under a lot of pressure. They're getting fear of attack from the Philistines and they're losing their way.
彼らが大切にした十戒の入っている神の箱もペリシテ人に取られてしまいます。
So the Philistines also steal or take the Ark of the Covenant that holds the Ten Commandments of the Israelites.
その後の話です。
And that's afterwards.
そして今から第一サムエルの7章の最初のところを読んでいきたいと思います。
So I'd like to read now from Samuel. I'll speak more about that later.
ちょっと長いんですけれども、読みましょうね。
It's a little long, but please stay with me.